Getting the story out. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Our number one goal every day when we go to work is to tell you what we believe you need to know about what's going on in D.C., about what the government is doing, what it's not doing.
Phil Brasher is a senior editor for AgriPulse and has been reporting on food and agriculture policy for 18 years. His role now is in Washington basically every day to cover news that affects farmers in rural America.
So we try to understand the producer's perspective on what these, how these programs affect them, how these regulations affect them, but also communicate to them what's coming, what are they thinking, what are the policymakers, decision makers thinking in Washington.
Phil Brasher says he feels it's crucial that lawmakers understand how the laws they pass affect farmers, and that's why he's on Capitol Hill every day.
When Congress is in session, I'm literally on Capitol Hill, in the Capitol, all over the Capitol, talking to senators, members of Congress. I talked to Senate Agriculture Chairman Pat Roberts and the House Agriculture Chairman Mike Conaway, Ranking Member. I talked to them almost daily.
Brasher says given that there are less farmers today than ever before and just how diverse the industry is, it's important to make sure Congress is aware of the many issues that farmers have to face every day.
Big concern for me is the trade-offs. So when you impose more regulations, what does that mean for the guy who's out there farming or ranching, raising cattle, livestock, fruits, vegetables? How do the immigration issues, how does immigration enforcement, how does that affect the producer? How are the farm bill policies, the commodity programs, the crop insurance, conservation, even a lot of the rural development programs also are important to rural communities and producers as well.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.